Good afternoon and welcome to Open Air, KLW's weekly radio magazine of the performing arts. I'm your host, David LaTulipe. Today I'll be talking with members of the conductorless chamber orchestra One Found Sound about the start of their fall season. Peter Robinson discusses political protest songs throughout the ages, and we raise the virtual curtain of Open Air's Corona Radio Theater for episode 7 of the San Francisco Mime Troupe's summer podcast series, Tales of the Resistance, which picks up the continuing story of MAGA hat-wearing right-wing immigrant Primo, brought to you horror style, how appropriate. Previously, the good cop showed Primo tormented by his racist fears and haunted by his hate, while caught in a protest where justice turned riot. In this week's episode, The Rotten Orchard, we find out whether or not Primo can come to grips with his haunted past. Will he be able to be more than just a good cop? Find out later this hour. Well, let's start with music and the San Francisco-based conductorless chamber orchestra One Found Sound, who we welcome back to Open Air. I'm pleased to welcome two of the co-founders and players in the ensemble, clarinetist Sarah Bonomo and fellow flutist Sasha Launer, about the opening of the ensemble's fall season, which starts tonight with a virtual watch party at 6 p.m. Composer Quinn Martin, who's Por Seis, three Latin American studies for six instruments. He will also join the conversation shortly. Sarah, Sasha, welcome back. As founders on the ensemble, give us your mission statement in a nutshell. Who would like to tackle that?
Hi, David. This is Sarah. Thank you so much for having us, first of all. We're really excited to be here and talk about our upcoming season. Our mission is to make classical music more accessible to more people, as well as making it more diverse and talking about equity and all of those things in the classical music world. So we're really excited to kind of present this new season for you that really goes into all of these mission ideas that we have and really tries to explore how classical music can do all of these amazing things in the modern world.
Well, obviously, some of these ideals are compromised during these COVID times. What has changed in your rehearsal procedure, and have you been able to get together as a full ensemble in these days?
Yes, it was difficult. It took a lot of work. Sasha has been working really, really hard. We both have been working really hard to kind of figure out logistics. And obviously with the pandemic, things have been complicated, but we found a beautiful venue called the Midway SF, which has which you'll see tonight in the watch party. It has a patio area outside that we were able to use for socially distant rehearsals, and we got together a couple of weeks ago and we rehearsed at the Midway and then did some video recordings there. So that's kind of how we were able to navigate all of that pandemic stuff.
Sasha, as wind players especially, we have performance issues, shall we say, with the expulsion of air, than a string player. Are you using some of those larger welder type masks that have a clear plastic shield in front of you, or are you just staying appropriately distanced when you're?
Yeah, so this is Sasha. We have been going to every webinar that we can from scientists and doctors who specialize in these types of things. And what we've been hearing is that over an extended period of time, those shields don't really do much because the air that we're blowing out, it just kind of goes everywhere. So the safest thing that you can do is be outside and distance yourself really far. So actually, we're really lucky that we have this outdoor space, and we got super lucky with the air quality because we were recording 4 days clear air. So we felt really lucky there. And we were just really far apart. And I think kind of funny, at the beginning, we really had to get used to it because there are latency issues, just like there are on the internet. When you're far apart, there's the same latency issue where the sound takes a little bit of time to travel. So we definitely had to adjust to that. But once we got used to it, it was great and definitely worth it to figure that out in order to play together.
And talk to me then a little bit about the technical aspect of doing this in terms of miking. And then if it's going to be presented tonight, what element of technical aspect is handled in the mixing and then the presentation of some of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great question.
Back
it's
to
so
Sarah
interesting. Benoma. Yeah, so we actually coordinated a brilliant videographer named Max Savage, whose production company is called Noisy Savage. And so he was handling sort of all the visual aspects. And for us, it was really important to kind of capture these concerts in a way that represents what OFS is about and capture the feeling of what an OFS concert might feel like if we were able to do it in person. And I think he did an amazing job. We're really excited for everyone to kind of experience that tonight. And then for the sound, one of the other co-founders, Scott Padden, of One Found Sound, has a lot of audio equipment and a lot of experience doing that. And so he kind of had everybody individually mic'd and was mixing the sound together. And another cool thing is that because of the pandemic, we could only have a limited number of camera people at the shoot. And so our videographer, Max, actually came up with a really brilliant idea to put GoPros on the end of everybody's music stand. So you kind of get these kind of really interesting close-up shots of people playing in the concert. So it should be interesting, and it sounds amazing, and we're really excited to share it.
On the program will be works by three Black composers, flutist Valerie Coleman's Umoja for Wind Quintet. Valerie recently honored with being Performance Today's Classical Woman of the Year and one of the top 35 women composers in classical music. William Grant Still's Lyric Quartet for strings and the world premiere for Por Seis, three Latin American studies for six instruments by Texas-based composer Quinn Mason, who now will join the conversation on Open Air. The prolific composer and conductor, now well into his mid-20s, has already made quite a splash with his compositions. His symphonic music has been performed in concert by a number of prominent American orchestras and chamber ensembles. In addition to Por Seis, the upcoming world premieres of his symphony in C major will be heard by the Heartland Symphony Orchestra, a fourth symphony for wind ensemble, and among other works, Princesa de la Luna by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra will be premiered. Quinn, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. I'm right here.
Well, composers I've talked with lately over the past few months seem relatively unimpacted by the pandemic, as a good deal of their time is already spent in isolation composing in some way. Now, I'm sure that the social aspect is missing for you, but has that been the case with you? You spending a lot of quality time composing?
Yeah, I've got to say, like, my routine from the very beginning of this year really has not changed. The only thing that has changed is everything is virtual now, you know, so I'm mostly, you know, I'm still kind of composing on my own. I do live with my mom and my brother, so we're just kind of, we're taking it easy and we're staying safe. I have my own space. And I'm mostly, you know, I've been getting a lot of work over the past few months. So I'm keeping busy, just to say the few, you know?
Right. Well, you're calling this Latin American studies for six instruments. What are those influences?
Basically, yeah, a lot of Latin American music, because I grew up in Texas, and specifically I grew up, you know, in primarily Hispanic neighborhoods. And so I had a lot of Hispanic friends who kind of, like, you know, introduced me to this music, the music of like mariachi and banda and salsa and all that. And, you know, they kind of got the ball rolling for me, and I ended up doing a lot of the research on my own and discovered some amazing traditional music from countries like Latin America, you know, Peru, Bolivia, Spain, and you know, discovering all this traditional Latin American music. And it's very, very beautiful beautifully constructed and beautifully played and sung. And that was very inspiring to me to kind of want to put my own kind of spin on that.
Now, are you quoting these composers and folk songs, or just being inspired by them?
Yes, it's mostly inspiration. It's mostly music in the style of these different, you know, these different musics from these different regions, and kind of paying tribute to each of them.
And from the introduction, it seems like a busy time for you, but are you changing your approach to what you're composing, more perhaps for strings rather than woodwinds or voices?
Well, it definitely depends on what I'm getting called to write. And right now I'm getting commissioned to write a bunch of slow music. Like my new piece for the Dallas Symphony Orchestra that will premiere on November 11th is a reflection, specifically called Reflection on a Memorial. It's a very slow and requiem type piece. The Princesa della Luna is a slow piece. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, most of the music that I write is autobiographical and also inspired by the time. So, you know, with these times, it's, you know, I'm definitely going to write some slow music, but I'm hoping, you know, once the pandemic lets up, I'll, you know, write some more fast music.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing all of it, fast and slow. How did you first get involved with the One Found Sound folks?
Well, I received a really kind email from Sarah, and she, you know, she was, I guess she was looking for music, and she found my Pour Say somehow. And I was really honored because I looked them up, and One Found Sound looked like a great organization. So I was like, of course you can play my work. And by the way, it's a world premiere. And she was very excited about that. And so it's really cool. And San Francisco is a really cool city too. So
it'd be nice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, hey, I was actually, sorry to jump in, but we didn't even know that it was going to be a world premiere. So I was like over the moon when I found out. And just so you know, I think we talked about this maybe a little bit before, but the way One Found Sound chooses music is actually democratically by all of the musicians in the orchestra. So I think it was one of the oboe players that actually discovered you, Quinn, and suggested your piece, and then the whole orchestra voted on it. So it wasn't just me, it was everybody.
That's great. So Sasha, Sarah, how is Quinn's writing for your specific instruments? I can mute him if you want, so don't be shy.
This is Sasha. So I play
Sasha Launer, flutist,
like you.
Yes.
And I have to say, so the piece that we're going to be playing by Quinn is fast. Well, it's fast and then slow and then fast. But to me, it feels it's these three dances and they just feel so exciting. And I feel like his writing for the flute is using all of our favorite parts of flute playing, which is like the little birdie, like trilling away and playing arpeggios, like really fast notes, kind of fluttering atop of all of these other lines. And I have to say, super fun to play. And we recorded actually at night. And to me, it felt like this big metaphor for what's going on right now, where these musicians were super spread apart, and it's dark outside. And the only audience were these videographers and sound engineers wearing N95 masks. And it felt this crazy circumstance, but we're just coming together and we're playing this really joyous music anyways. And it really felt pretty profound to me. And I'm really excited to share it with our audiences tonight. And thank you, Quinn, for writing this music that is really bringing a lot of light during these dark times.
How about for you, Sarah, for the clarinet?
Sure. Yeah. Same, very similar story. Quinn is a phenomenal composer. I had no idea that he was so young. He's going to have an amazing career. His writing is so fun to play. And I think what Sasha was saying really does hit the nail on the head. The musicians, we haven't been able to play with each other since March. And many of us, the last thing we did before this pandemic happened was play a concert all together. And so it was really this, strange and joyous moment for us to get to play together. But then it was also kind of eerie because there was no audience and we were playing this like very energetic dance music, and we were having a great time, and we're just, it was kind of strange to have no audience, but we're really hoping that we can kind of portray that over the video.
Nice. Quinn, that sounds like ringing endorsements and perhaps requests for concerti for flute and clarinet.
Yeah, double concerto, next on your list.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have an excerpt from Pour Say, so all the more reason to tune in tonight at 6 for the listening party. Those interested in attending the event can register ahead of time and will receive a link directly to their inbox starting about 10 till. Registration links can be found at onefoundsound.org/concerts. Quinn, let's hope that in the near future we'll see a Bay Area visit and we can have a conversation up close and personal in the studio.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for sharing your time today. Also on the program tonight, music of William Grant Still, his Lyric Quartet for Strings, an absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece. We don't have time for an excerpt on that, but I encourage you to listen in tonight. And as for wind players, I'm sure you're familiar with William Grant Still's music for Woodwind Quintet. Valerie Coleman also featured on the program, as I mentioned earlier, her Emoja for Winds. Tell us about that piece briefly.
Yeah, that piece is actually, speaking of celebration, that piece is a literal celebration. It's meant to be sort of a family gathering together, kind of singing songs together and celebrating the African-American traditional holiday of Kwanzaa. So it's just this really fun, quick piece to play together. We get to improvise a little bit and we just get to stare into each other's eyes and have an amazing time.
Nice. That's Valerie Coleman, as I mentioned, the composer, flutist as well. She was formerly with the Imani Winds, who we can hear a full excerpt of that piece on YouTube if you look for Emoja or Imani Winds. We do have an excerpt for that. But before we listen, let me thank you both, Sarah and Sasha, for sharing your day with us and best wishes for the listening party tonight.
Thank you so much. We hope to see all of you there.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Sure. Here now a brief excerpt from Valerie Coleman's Umoja for Woodwind Quintet. Too briefly, Valerie Coleman's excerpt from Emoja for Winds. Again, you can hear the full excerpt at YouTube, or better yet, tune into the listening party tonight of One Found Sound. Go to onefoundsound.org/concerts for that listening party, which starts tonight at 6 p.m. I'm David Latulipe. You're listening to Open Air on local public radio, listener-supported KALW. Coming up, our installment 7 from the San Francisco Mime Troupe in their summer podcast series, Tales of the Resistance. You'll hear The Rotten Orchard shortly. But before we do that, our regular contributor, Peter Robinson, is standing by with a history of some protest songs. Good afternoon, Peter.
Yeah, hi, David. Hi, David. Good to be here. And yeah, we are continuing along this musical theme. And I'm looking at musical parody songs from the 60s and 70s, and one which relates to today about how we may have seen life on one side of the fence and then on the other. So the first is by Tom Lehrer. He's a satirical songwriter, and his song is called My Hometown. And if you think the picture of Norman Rockwell, which appeared on the front of Saturday Evening Post, gave you the church, the schoolhouse, the house with the white picket fence, think again. So let's kick off with Tom Lehrer, and we're ready for you, Damien.
I really have a yen to go back once again, back to the place where no one wears a frown, to see once more those super special, just plain folks in my hometown. No fellow could ignore The little girl next door, ah, she sure looked sweet in her first evening gown. Now there's a charge for what she used to give for free in my hometown. I remember Sam, the druggist on the corner. He was never mean or ornery, he was swell. He killed his mother-in-law and ground her up real well, and sprinkled just a bit over each banana split. The guy that taught us math, who never took a bath, acquired a certain measure of renown. And after school, he sold the most amazing pictures in my hometown.
Well, there you have it. That's Tom Lehrer celebrating a very different picture to Norman Rockwell. And the 60s generated these type of protest songs, but perhaps on most people's mind at the time was Vietnam. And there were many different protests which hoped to change and move the needle from Nixon's policy in Vietnam. But perhaps the most outstanding was Country Joe and the Fish asking, why indeed do we want to go and fight this war? He had performed at Woodstock, and here he comes, live, lively, and engaging. Country Joe and the Fish.
Give me a U. Give me a C. Give me a K. What's that spell? 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 Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun, we're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn, the next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why, woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made, supplying the army rules of the trade. Just open David if they drop the bomb, we're dropping on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn, the next stop is Vietnam.
And indeed, if one remembers that era, these songs not only lifted people's spirit, it brought them out on the streets, and it did move the political needle. And eventually, with the peace talks, the war was over. Now, today, we're going to move straight forward to our own times. And the reason I'm interested in this, I think that democracy is definitely under attack at the moment. And certainly, the best way to cope with this is to vote. Your vote will be the thing which will change how events may evolve in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So this particular song started out originally by Don McLean, Bye Bye American Pie. He was actually referring to a plane crash when Buddy Holly and another group of musicians came down, and that's the day that music stopped. So with this new lyric, we're looking at the question of democracy. Are we living through a period when maybe, but let's hope not, democracy died? So a translation of the lyrics from the original Don McLean track, we're going to go out with something that really needs listening to, needs thinking about, and that is where we are now today, the day democracy died, or maybe with a bit of hope, it didn't. Come in, Don McLean.
We knew if he had his way that we'd all live to curse the day when decency received a fatal blow. His bankruptcy's got no attention. He's so grabbing, barely mentioned, promising a great wall. He swore to make tax rates fall. I still remember how I tried to have sympathy for his third bride, but something rumbled deep inside the day
democracy died.
Well, there you are.
No, don't let democracy die. He's a famous ignoramus, can't tell truth from a lie. And if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, singing vote for anyone but this guy. Vote for anyone but this guy. Is Putin the one to blame? 'Cause we all know it was not Ukraine who lost it by 3 million strong. And do you believe the Hisha says, repeated by Fox talking heads? We're quite amazed they fell for such a con. Something in the beer, 'cause if they had a brain, then they know this man's insane. He was a loser fully by his dad, kept bailing out his debts gone bad. He craved the love he never had. The day democracy died. So now we're saying no, don't let democracy die. He's a and if he wins, we'll kiss our country goodbye, singing for anyone but this guy.
Peter, thank you so much for introducing me to these new lyrics. I had no idea he had updated them.
Well, it's a reminder. How about that?
Indeed. Well, thank you once again for your contribution, and we'll always keep our ear to the ground for new protest songs. I'm surprised you didn't use a couple of my Tom Lehrer favorites. So Long, Mom, I'm Off to Drop the Bomb. Do you know
right.
that tune?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And Proliferation. First, we got the bomb, and that was good because we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia right. got the bomb, and that's okay because the balance of power maintains that way. And of course, the punchline of writing that in the back, he goes at the end. He goes through all kinds of countries that keep getting the bomb and proliferation. And this being the '60s, of course, he said, "We'll try to remain serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next?" Is the name of the tune.
That's great. Yeah.
Tom Lehrer, I grew up with one of those albums, that's for sure. Thanks again for contributing, Peter.
Thank you.
Of course. We're going to go next to our next segment in our Corona Radio Theater Initiative, usually live radio theater, which we've been involving local theater groups to get them active and performing rather than just telling us about what they're going to perform. But this is a unique partnership that we've formed with the San Francisco Mime Troupe, 9 different broadcasts of their pre-recorded podcast series, Tales of the Resistance. Now, episode 7, where we pick up the story of the MAGA hat wearing right-wing immigrant Primo. Some more satire on the political end with our Corona Radio Theater and the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
This is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, a summer of original political comedy radio plays by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troupe. Join us for stories in 4 classic radio styles: adventure, detective noir, horror, and science fiction. Every 2 weeks, we will be presenting 1 episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troupe veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day. But first, this message from our sponsor.
If you don't love America, you can leave. We've all heard it. But how can you do it? With countries all over closing their borders, it's become next to impossible for folks to get out of the USA. Do you think that's wrong? Do you believe a US passport should be your ticket to the entire world? At Expat, we sure do. And that's why we created the first ever all-inclusive service for US citizens fleeing their own country. America's light used to shine throughout the world. It's not your fault if it's gotten a little dim. Expat will help you move to an emerging economy alive with opportunities, and generally with more people alive. With the expansion of global capitalism, your favorite businesses are likely to be there. You'll feel right at home. Our roster is always expanding to fit your needs and budget. Vietnam has had under 40 coronavirus deaths. One short ride below the deck of a boat, and you're there. Senegal has a robust infrastructure to address this pandemic and all the pandemics to come. Neither of these countries are letting Americans in, but we won't let that stop us. At Expat, we know what palms to grease and what documents to fake. Expat. Some call it illegal immigration. We call it your right as an American.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to The Abyss. This is your guide, the Gravekeeper, with another tale to shiver your spine and shatter your privilege. In our last episode, ex-cop Primo realized he'd always seen the world as good and evil, black and white. But now he realized that the real problem was more black and blue. Poor Primo. He didn't even know he had skeletons in his closet, let alone that the chains they rattled would be his handcuffs. And after being saved from police tear gas and ghosts in a graveyard by a helpful Black Lives Matter protester, when his eyes cleared, Primo had pointed his gun at his savior when he saw she was not exactly a white knight.
No, no, wait!
Forget her, Primo. The important thing is that you are home, safe.
I can't believe I did that. Point my gun at her.
But with these thugs running around...
She's not a thug. She helped me.
Okay, so maybe she's not all bad, but still...
I've got to go after her to tell her that I...
Primo, don't go out into the dark!
There she is. Hey! Hey, you!
Stay away from me!
Slow down.
Look, I got my hands up. That nurse saw us together. She knows I was trying to help you.
No, I don't want to hurt you.
You don't want to, but...
I won't. I just want to say thank you and...
Is that how you thank people? Pointing a gun at them?
I was just scared.
Scared of me? You outweigh me by 150 pounds.
150?
If you're scared of skinny little me, you don't need a gun. You need therapy.
150 pounds?
Leave me alone!
Wait, what's your name?
Why? So you can hunt me down later like some runaway slave?
No, I just want to talk. Listen, my name is... I'm Primo.
Primo? Like number one?
Yes.
What kind of damn name is that? I mean, who named themselves number one? Are you an old rapper?
My parents named me. It's for firstborn. Primo, firstborn. Segundo, secondborn.
You have a younger brother?
My parents wanted to have another child, but they never did.
So your name is just stupid?
Well, I mean, they couldn't have another kid. My father died.
Oh.
When I was a kid back in the Philippines.
Oh. Amandla.
What?
Amandla, that's my name.
Oh. Well, thank you, Amandla.
You're still saying thank you with a gun in your hand.
Oh! Right, you wait here. I'll put this back in the house.
Wait for what?
Just please. I'll be right back.
I ain't waiting long.
Primo, are you okay? Oh my God, did that black girl attack you?
Betty, put this in the dresser drawer.
Your gun? What was that?
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
I don't have a gun.
Down on the ground.
Up against the car.
But down on the ground.
Up against the car.
Please, don't shoot
down.
Me.
Up, up.
Down, down.
Someone, please.
Up.
Stop.
Hands up.
No.
I'm calling for backup.
I'm a cop. Primo Bacal, 12th Precinct.
Never heard of you.
I'm retired, but I was there 30 years.
We got a report of a disturbance.
Bacal. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Black girl arguing with someone in the street. Witness said they saw a gun.
That was me. That was my gun.
You caught her looting?
No. No. We were just having a conversation.
A conversation?
She didn't do anything.
Where's the weapon now?
Back in my house.
Did you check her for weapons?
I told you. I don't have
Up any... against the car.
Hey!
We were just talking.
She's clean.
I told you.
Oh, yeah. Hands behind your back.
What? You got nothing
Hands
on me.
Hands behind your back. back!
What are you doing?
I didn't do anything!
Resisting arrest! Failing to follow the orders of a police officer!
That's not even a crime!
Where are you taking her?
Your old precinct, the 12th. It's the closest.
Come down if you want to finish your conversation.
But...
Primo!
Well, it sounds like Primo's new friend is in trouble. And like they say, a friend in need is a friend who was probably just arrested. What's Primo going to do? We'll find out after this message.
It's the end of the world as we know it, but we feel fine. Why's that? Because at Expat, we're expanding all the time. Climate change is coming at us like a wrecking ball, and profits are melting almost as fast as the glaciers. But what can you do? Abandon the Earth? At Expat, we believe you should be able to. Introducing Expat's newest program, Alien. That's right. We are now booking seats on the first flight to Mars. Sure, you could stay behind, reuse your plastic bags, and ride a bike. It might make a difference. Or you could start fresh on a brand new planet. Not about that pioneer life? Don't worry. We're partnering with Jamazon to bring along all the amenities you're used to. Being the founding member of a civilization got you a little nervous? Jamazon technology will administrate your new society with all the efficiency of a business. So leave the jerks and the hopelessness behind and escape with Alien from Expat. Alien from Expat, if you could leave the Earth, wouldn't you?
Welcome back, friends. Well, it looks like the night isn't over for Primo. But maybe, just maybe, his eyes are adjusting. And he's learning to see in the dark.
12th Precinct. Yes, I know. We are moving more units to Civic Center now. No, it seems like the protesters are breaking up into small groups.
Excuse me.
I'll give the captain the message. 12th Precinct.
Sergeant.
We'll send an officer as soon as we can spare any.
Excuse me.
What is it?
I'm looking for someone. Just brought in.
Name?
I don't know her last name. Her first name is Amandla.
I told you I'll send someone as soon as I can.
She's a black girl.
With a name like Amandla, what a shock.
She was just brought in a little while ago.
Right. Black t-shirt, big red star on it.
That's her.
Yeah. We transferred her to the 15th.
Transferred?
Yeah. We're filled up with all these protesters. They got more room at the 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
15th Precinct. That's down on Jefferson and 22nd.
I want to talk to a lawyer.
Amandla?
I know my rights.
Wait, what? Wait. Hey!
I told you, fella. 15th Precinct.
But she's down the hall. I heard her through the back window.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Primo!
Captain Davis!
Well... Officer Primo Baca. You picked a bad time to visit. What are you?
I'm looking for someone. And the desk sergeant said they've been transferred.
Sergeant?
Sorry, Captain. I thought he was one of those ACLU lawyers.
She's just down the hall. So?
Amandla Robeson. Still in processing. Getting searched.
The cops that arrested her already searched her.
Strip searched. And the boys can never tell where a black girl like her might hide something.
The boys?
I know, we're supposed to have female officers search women prisoners, but so many of these protesters are women.
Captain, there's been a mistake.
Yeah, it's too loud out here. Come into my office, Primo. Primo Baca. God, it's good to see you.
You too, Cap.
How's Betty?
She's fine.
And the bar. I'm sorry, I haven't been down there recently, but I know some of the boys drop in.
Captain, about this girl...
Amandla, huh? It's pretty ironic. You know what that means? Huh? Power. So black power is under arrest.
But, Cap, listen, she didn't do anything wrong. She was helping me. I left the bar to go home. The protest was right outside. I got caught up in it and got tear gassed and...
Tear gassed? By who?
The crowd was out of control. The officers at the scene decided...
You weren't tear gassed.
But no, I was there.
We're not using tear gas. The use of tear gas would have to be okayed by the higher-ups, so we didn't use any. Understood?
Captain.
I think you mean pepper spray.
Okay, fine. Pepper spray. But Amandla helped me. When I couldn't see, she brought me home.
Maybe she just wanted to see where you lived.
No, it wasn't like that.
Now you can't tell with these Black Lives gangsters taking over the street. God, I miss the old days before all of this. You know what they should do? The government? Instead of whining about free speech, the first thing they should have done is ban cell phones from taking videos. That's where this all started. Before that, it was their word against ours. And if we said some black guy had a knife, he had a knife. And if we said he had a gun, he had a gun. Nobody believed them. We were heroes. Remember, Primo? But now there's always some liberal politician ready to kiss their black asses, ready to throw us under the bus because we did our job making the world a little safer by removing some dark, dangerous thug.
Captain...
It's us or chaos. Why can't these liberal politicians see that? The thin blue line.
The thin blue line.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen. Primo, what are you doing later?
Later? Tonight?
Yeah, around midnight. After the shift.
I don't know. I gotta get a manga.
Oh, forget about the girl, Primo. You should come along with us.
Where?
Me and some of the boys, after the shift, sometimes we go down to the protest, you know, not in uniform.
Why?
Well, the uniform means rules, but as private citizens who just want some order in our town, whatever we do is all self-defense and civic pride.
You're going out there?
Gotta make some examples, Primo. Remind the brothers and sisters of what matters more than their black lives.
What?
Everything else.
I can't do that.
Hey, you don't have to worry about anybody seeing you. So many of the anti-protester patriots are ex-cops anyway. They'll cover for us if anything gets newsworthy. Now, come on. I'll just put on my street clothes.
It's not that. Captain, I thought you were a good cop.
I am. Damn good.
But this isn't why I was a cop. I wanted to... It wasn't like this.
Primo, it was always like this. Where are you going?
I feel like I should do something. Tell someone.
Tell them what?
About all this. What it's like behind the...
You're serious.
They think we're heroes.
We are. Primo, don't do anything you'll regret.
Somebody will listen. I can warn the protesters.
Okay, Primo, let's just talk about this. Damn. Sit down.
Okay.
Yeah, you sit down and hold on. I gotta take care of something. I'll be back in a minute.
It wasn't like this. It couldn't have been. Things must have changed. All these protests must have...
In here, gentlemen.
This him?
Who are you?
They're from Border Patrol.
The captain here said he had a problem with an illegal immigrant.
But we're nowhere near the border.
Said he just found out the guy had forged some papers, became a cop.
Oh, Primo.
Wait, what? That's not true.
Got any ID?
Sure, here's my wallet.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Best forgery I've seen.
Forgery?
Amazing what these illegals can get away with.
Yeah.
I was in the army. I was in this station for 30 years.
I guess drug money can buy anything.
Drugs?
Okay, Pancho. Hands behind your back.
No! No, this is wrong! I'm not...
Gotta wait for transport. You got a place where we can put him for now?
Cells downstairs.
I'm a citizen!
I think the last one is empty.
Captain!
All those years, Primo. I thought you were one of us. I thought you were an American. Take him away.
This way.
Oh, and Primo, don't worry about your little friend. I think we'll take her along with us. Like I said... We'll want to make an example.
No! You gotta let me go. I'm a citizen. I've been here for, I don't know, years and years. I came over from the Philippines, joined the army. 2 tours. I got my card, my citizenship. I was a cop in this station here. He's just... The captain, he's... He wants to shut me up. You can't do this. All these years,
I'm a citizen.
Keep it down, Antifa scum. Last cell on the line. Open number 8.
Get in.
We'll be back when the band arrives.
I'm not illegal. I'm not illegal.
Undocumented. The word is undocumented, and it doesn't matter if you are or you aren't. By the time you get all of your paperwork and you file your dispute, you're already tossed over the border, waiting to get back in. Happened to my uncle.
But they can't just do that.
Police in a police state, they can do whatever they want. And if you protest against it...
But I wasn't protesting.
Why not?
Land of the free. Raise up your fist if you want it to be. Home of the brave. Take to the streets if you are. Slavery's chains have never been broken. The cord still remains.
Primo. Primo. Who is that? Primo. What are you? I'm not going. I'm not. Primo. Why are the lights going down? Why are you turning down the... Who are you? Primo. Don't you recognize your tatay?
Dad?
My firstborn.
But Dad, you're...
I know. I know. But I don't think of myself as dead. I think of it as no more lower back pain.
Dad.
And I am lactose tolerant again.
Am I dead?
Oh, do you feel dead?
I don't know what that feels like.
Me neither.
Is Lolo? Is Granddad with you? And Tita Cristina? And her cousin Esther?
Primo, this isn't a family reunion.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I could ask you the same question, little Primo.
I'm not sure. I was trying to do the right thing.
That's how we raised you.
But tonight, in the graveyard, I found out...
That you weren't what you thought you were.
A good cop. I thought it was a few bad apples. That's what we always say.
But now you realize it wasn't a few. Or a barrel. Or even the tree. The whole orchard is rotten.
I always wanted to be a cop. Law and order. If we had law and order when I was a kid back in Zambales...
You think if we had more cops back then that I wouldn't have been killed?
You were working with those black Aeta, those negritos.
Registering voters so we could get rid of Marcos.
You were there for them. And what did they do?
What could they do? They were oppressed. Fighting the developers who were taking their land. Protesting the U.S. base at Subic Bay that ruined their villages, their lives. Protesting the police who robbed them, beat them.
The blacks here are the same. Always complaining.
About being oppressed?
All these people protesting.
Black people like that girl who helped you? Like those people in Zambales? Everywhere Europeans touched ground, they planted the idea that dark is evil. That dark people are dangerous.
We need order.
Wait, Primo. Who do you think killed me?
Tito Benny said it was them. The Negritos.
Ay, your Tito Benny was a racist. Always ready to do whatever a dictator said. Primo, it wasn't the Negritos. I was shot by soldiers.
Soldiers?
Marcos would do anything to stop people from voting. And I was just another poll worker.
What did the police do about it?
The police were there to keep... order.
Order?
Ay, Primo. Is that why you are still so afraid of blacks? Afraid of the dark?
Dad!
Even with the death squads, with so many murdered by the government then and now, you are still blinded by the light, little Primo.
That's why it was easier for you to believe your tatay was killed by the poor, dark-skinned Negritos.
I didn't know.
You have got to see the truth.
Tatay. Tatay.
Primo.
What can I do?
You can start with one act of justice.
One?
Undo one wrong. Save one person.
Amandla.
Amandla.
So for justice we stand. Cause power can seize nothing without a demand.
Dad, I...
Hey, keep it down, you in the last cell.
Dad!
I said keep it... Primo?
Sergeant Newton? John!
What are you doing in there?
I was talking to...
Wait, is this some kind of practical joke?
The captain...
Did the captain do this? That guy, always with the jokes. Come on, I'll let you out.
Let me out?
Sure, and hey, I'll sneak you out the back so the captain will think you're still in here and the joke will be on him.
Yeah.
Hey, open it! Come on.
What about the rest of everybody else?
Hey, you want out or don't you?
Yes. I have something to do.
Okay, then. This way! I can't wait to see the captain's face when you're not in the cell.
Me neither.
Okay, Primo. See you later.
Thanks, John. Okay, Dad. First things first. I gotta find Amandla.
Antagonyms. Sounds like a winning word in Scrabble, doesn't it? It means two words that sound alike but have opposite meanings, like the word fair. On the one hand, it means light in color, and on the other hand, it means equality, justice. You see where this is heading, don't you? Primo had assumed the fair were fair, and the dark were foul. But now it turns out that sometimes it is darkest just before the dawn of enlightenment. Well, friends, we'll have to see what happens to Primo and Amandla next time. You have to go, and I have to get back to work. But please visit me again, won't you? The Abyss is always here for you. Filled with tales of what can happen when you have a fear of the dark.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Expat! Expat sets things right. When darkness falls with no end in sight, give us a call, we're your guiding light.
Oh, expat!
Expat! Expat lets you thrive. We'll fly you out, it's too far to drive. Give us a shout and you'll soon arrive.
Oh, expat!
America's a mess. The earth is in distress, but expat's here to take you by express to the address. Expat, expat gets you there. A brand new home you don't have to share. A biodome in the Martian air.
Oh, expat, oh, expat.
Gets you there.
And don't miss the coming installment of our science fiction series, Dimension 2020, Nibbling the Leaves in the Tree of Amazing.
The Rotten Orchard was written by Michael Gene Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown. Commercials written by Marie Cartier. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Music production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. The Rotten Orchard featured Valina Brown, Marilette Martinez, Jerrion Monroe, Cassie Grilly, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, Michael Gene Sullivan, Andre Amoratico, Lisa Hori Garcia, Jillian Eichenberger, and starred Brian Rivera as Primo and Michael J. Asbury as the Gravekeeper.
The Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford. Free. But with theaters and parks closed, protesters in the streets, tear gas in the air, and what could be America's last election looming on the horizon, the Mime Troupe needed to make sure our message of art, activism, and revolution was part of the resistance. And nothing says revolutionary fervor like radio plays. And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The Mime Troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with the capitalists? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. We'll be here in 2 weeks for more Tales of the Resistance.
San Francisco Mime Troupe for two more installments starting a week from now, 2 weeks from now. Next week, we welcome back The Marsh to our virtual stage of Corona Radio Theater. And more politics this week on LA Theater Works tomorrow night at 8. If you're a fan of politics and the late RFK, well, you'll be in for a treat as the play is going to be The Journey to Justice by Murray Horowitz and Jonathan Estrin. Directed by John Rubenstein, Murray Horowitz and John Estrin's behind-the-scenes story of a high-stakes political drama that dared the country and its citizens to look into the mirror and change. Bobby Kennedy's early mistrust of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is explored. And next week on Open Air, in addition to The Marsh, we're going to have folks from the Berkeley Repertory Theater and talk with Joanna Falzer, director and stage director Lisa Peterson, about a new adaptation of Sinclair Lewis's novel, It Can't Happen Here, that will be presented as a radio play in 4 episodes, starting on the 13th. Written during the 1935 rise of fascism in Europe, Lewis's darkly satirical It Can't Happen Here follows the ascent of a demagogue who becomes president of the United States by promising to return the country to greatness. Sound familiar? Well, you'll hear more about that play from Berkeley up next week. I'll also talk with composer Brian Baumbosch, who was commissioned by the UC Santa Cruz Wind Ensemble to write a piece called Isotropes for a new Other Minds album. That's next week on Open Air. I'm David LaTulipe. My thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling things in the KLW studios, and of course, to my producer, Neil Swinkles, for making everything possible. Our shows are archived at kalw.org, and if you've got a show suggestion, by all means, dash me an email. I'm david@kalw.org. Thanks so much for listening and supporting 91.7 KALW San Francisco. We're online at kalw.org.